another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, your home, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Talking about the speech yesterday by the president in regards to the NSA and their spying, it's interesting that as time has gone on, you know, we just continue to learn more and more and more troubling details, and it goes back to, you know, what I was talking about in the last hour with just the veracity of these agencies and the political representatives is zero to me. I just, you know, I don't think we've heard the worst of it, actually. And that's saying something, because we've heard some pretty bad stuff. And, you know, one of the interesting thing about this presentation last night by the president is that that was largely motivated by the law enforcement and intelligence agencies getting pushback from companies like AT&T and others, mm-hmm. Google, Microsoft, because it hurts them. You know, what happens when, and I've done it, you know, when you don't feel like your data is safe from unreasonable prying eyes, where whether they're the quote-unquote bad guys or quote-unquote the good guys, it's your data, it's nobody's business, unless they've got probable cause, you don't make use of those services.
Well, yeah, and how do you have a company that has private information that is proprietary to their company that gives them the edge over their competition? If they get spied upon and it gets leaked out to their competition, their company is done.
Well, see.
Or can be done.
What is?
And how do you go after the government for that happening?
And that's the key.
You're powerless.
You can do nothing. For one thing, you don't know it.
Well, and then you
when
have,
they leak this stuff, I mean, when right. they spy, they don't tell you.
Well, of course not.
And then if it gets leaked, they just deny it. And then what do you do now?
They say, oh, well.
What do you know?
Sorry, everybody has your secret formula. You know,
it
McDonald's
must have gotten out. You must have let
KFC.
It out. Or an employee must have done it.
Yeah.
Or
Heinz ketchup. Oops, your 67 flavors are now known to everybody.
57.
Whatever. It's 67.
No,
I just checked into it.
57.
No, they changed it. It's 2014 day. That was back in the 50s when they had 57 flavors. They had to add 10 more since
just
then.
Just in the last
at least.
Couple of decades.
But anywho, that's that's what you have. That's the problem you have. And then you have that, you run into that problem. Well, you know what? Since we have their information, why don't we have a government ketchup manufacturer instead of these private industries doing it? Because we can control it and get it to people who need vegetables.
Right.
Right? Send them little packets of ketchup.
They get there. It's like...
Why not?
I could have had a V8.
Exactly.
Right? Except it's ketchup.
Boing.
Yeah, it's very troubling. It's very troubling, and, you know, it's interesting to see these companies' reactions, because many of the folks that run these companies are, you know, they support this stuff in general, in terms of they support politically the president and his supporters,
yeah.
And not all of them, but many of them do. They're like-minded.
Sure.
And it's interesting to see when they kind of get thrust into the middle of the mm-hmm. poop, how they react.
Well,
and they're not reacting real positive.
No, they're not.
They're not slamming President Obama yet, but they're definitely taking sort of a wait-and-see attitude and see how things are going to happen. I can guarantee you this, things won't happen. Things won't change. He will have made a speech. There will be some paperwork that will get shuffled. There will be some committees that will get formed, although his speech last night was a direct result of recommendations that a prior committee had made. There'll be some more committees made, and nothing will change a great deal. So it will be interesting to see how these high-tech companies like AT&T, Google, Microsoft, etc. react.
Well, and I'll tell you what will happen, because it already has happened. If you look at the ACA, the Affordable Care Act.
Uh-huh.
When it first was implemented, what was the law? The law was this was going to happen at a certain time. Companies, individuals will have to do this. Well, the date came and went, and guess what happened? Well, we're going to make exceptions for the companies. They can have another year. Oh, wait, we can. Well, we'll extend that again. Oh, wait a minute, we're going to extend that for the individuals because it's not ready. And it's all being done without any, just by his pen saying, we're going to go ahead and just do this. We're not going to have it go to Congress. We're not going to talk about it and discuss it, change the law and put the exception into the law. We're just going to ignore the law as it was written. That's where you have problems. That's where the fundamental issues are for me, is when it's just done arbitrarily. Oh, well, we don't like this part of the law, so we're going to hold off on that. You can't do that.
Well, and what happens is, you know, when you got to obey the rules, certain rules are tough for criminals to obey, and that's why they're criminals. Other rules are difficult for government and law enforcement and intelligence to obey. What does that make of them? 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. You know, you got to do the hard stuff, or you got to get out of that business. You know, if you're not willing, America's America, the Constitution's a Constitution, and if you're not willing to do it, then you need to go away. Now, of course, what happens is, you know, the Constitution just gets thrust further into the background, further trampled on, and those who think there's value there, not just, you know, sort of archaeological historic value, but true operational, governmental, day-to-day value, are just marginalized and discarded as well. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know, we've talked a little bit very generally about Dell's lineup of tablets and convertibles. Haven't gotten into a lot of detail about them, but they have some promise. The one I want to talk about right now is the Venue 8 Pro. It's about $300. It does something a little bit different than its competitors in that price range in that it has an active digitizer for pin input. Mm. Now, you do have to pay extra for the pin, which is a bit of a negative. You need to think if you've got that capability, you know, just in the interest of sort of convenience and being special, making it special, you include the pin.
It's funny, I thought we were moving away from
they
that.
Charge well. Listen, you know, that's the first thing. Remember when we first got our Trios and they had little pin styluses that, you know, slid into the side of the phone?
Yep.
I know. But this is a great little machine. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Windows tablets. This is one of the best inexpensive Windows tablets out there. If you're looking for a Windows tablet, it's an 8-inch, which I think is a sweet spot. It's not too big, although, you know, again, I'm not a tablet fan. I don't want a tablet. I'm going to get a laptop and a smartphone and be done with it. I don't need an intermediate device. But for those of you who are tablet fans, it's powerful, it's fast, it's small, it's lightweight. It's really at the top of probably one or two in its $300 price point. It's the Dell Venue 8. We come back, we'll take your calls at 866-821-8255 and some other fun stuff.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You might feel a little sting. That just means it's working.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.